This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she started to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that her hands are starting to hurt because of the handmill that she would use at home. Okay, to try to grind the wheat and the barley and the grains in general. So as she's working with this handmill and other work in general, Fatima's hand started to hurt, okay? And she heard that from some war booty, there was some slaves that the Prophet ﷺ had. And she went to the Prophet ﷺ hoping that she could get one of them to give her a hand at home, right? So the Prophet ﷺ, of course, he wouldn't leave much for himself and his family, except what it was obligatory for him to provide for them. So it was already distributed. He didn't give it to his daughter. Rather, when she came, she found Aisha. She told her of the situation. My arms are hurting. My hands are aching. It's all getting, difficult for me. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he came home to Aisha, Aisha told him what happened. He went to the house of Ali and Fatima. And as soon as he walked in, they both began to stand up for the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Ala makanikuma." They were lying down and resting at that time. Keep sitting, the Prophet ﷺ said. So he came and he sat in between Fatima and Ali. And Fatima said, so much so that I felt the coldness of the feet of the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning they were so close together, and the Prophet sat in a way where his feet were on the belly of Fatima. So she said, I could feel the coldness of the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمَا عَلَى خَيْرٍ مِمَّا سَأَلْتُمَا. Should I not tell you of something that's even better than what you've asked of? So what did they ask of? Fatima is asking naturally. Ali is also asking, their husband and wife, right? They're asking for, basically, since we have no modern day slavery, they're basically asking for a worker. A helper at home or a worker or something like that. So he said, should I not tell you of something that is better for you than this? So they said, of course, O Prophet of Allah. He said, every time you go to bed, إِذَا أَخَذْتُمَا مَضَاجِعَكُمَا فَسَبِّحَ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَحْمِدَ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَكَبِّرَ أَرْبَعًا وَثَلَاثِينَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادِمٍ. He said that say Subhanallah 33 times. Say Alhamdulillah 33 times. Say Allahu Akbar 34 times. And when you do that, this will be better for you than a khadim. This will be better for you than a servant. Now the question is, how can saying Allahu Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar be better for a person than having a khadim? Especially if his need is that he needs to be served, he needs to be helped, he needs a helping hand at home, he can't, or she can't, for instance, wash every nook and cranny of the house, so she needs some help at home. The Prophet is saying to his daughter, by the way, he's saying that, say these things. Now, before I give you the answer of that, I want to go back to the beginning of the hadith and take, inshallah, points of benefit from each aspect of this hadith. The first thing is, look at this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter of all people, what's she doing? She's doing housework. So when we get asked today whether women actually should do the housework or not, we say that the greatest man who ever lived, his daughter was doing the housework. So as a father-in-law, obviously it looks like both Ali and Fatima thought they can resort to him for some help. Yeah. That's why when they must have had a private discussion at home, Fatima said, let's go to the Prophet and ask him for help on this front. And the Prophet, then he walked over to his daughter's house and he sat with them and he gave them advice, right? But before we get to even that, she's actually doing the work at home. So that means that the people of virtue do work at home. Women of virtue do work at home. Because no one knows true virtue except the people of virtue, and there's no one more virtuous than the Prophet, and there's no daughter more virtuous than the Prophet's daughter. Okay? So the Prophet's daughter is being a virtuous woman. She's doing her duty at home, so much so that she's getting tired and she's getting hurt and she's getting aches and so on and so forth. Then the Prophet gives her this particular advice and recommendation. Why? it's a notable reality that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person a type of strength that other things cannot. Okay? My dear sisters, believe me, wallahi, if you do dhikr of Allah, you will be able to do things, accomplish things within your life that you will not be able to accomplish otherwise. Okay? And that's why the Prophet is recommending this to Aisha, to Fatima, because he realizes that women have much to do. Like, there's a lot of things you have to do in the morning. You have to look after the children. You probably have to, for those who are working women, then you have to actually go to work as well. Okay? And I've said this before, that if you're a working woman, then you shouldn't be expected of you to come home and do all these other things as well. But life may push you in directions and you have no choice. Right? That's also true. So when you read these adhkar, they will help you. They will give you strength. They will give you energy. They will help you in many ways.